Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Zayin. In this Perek, we will see Bnei Israel go to battle with Ai. We will see their failure in battle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu explaining to Bnei Israel why they failed and how to correct the situation. Pasuk Aleph. Vayim'alu Bnei Israel ma'al b'cherem. ויקח אחן בן כרמי בן זבדי בן זרח למטה יהודה מן החרם ויחרף אדוני בבני ישראל. בני ישראל violated the ban, and Achan, the son of Karmi, the son of Zavdi, the son of Zerach, from the tribe of Yehuda, took from the booty, from the Harem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Bnei Israel. When we said Vayim'alu Bnei Israel, all of Bnei Israel, it sounds like a collective sin. Yet the Pasuk tells us who it is, and it's only one individual. It's Achan. Even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at all of Israel. As the Pasuk says, Vayicharaf Adonai Beyisrael. So it's a collective sin over here. Also, the language of Ma'al is a lie and betrayal. It's also a language used when someone unlawfully benefits from Hekdesh, property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would think both those definitions are used in the word over here. Vayishlach Yehoshua anashim miricho ha'ai, asherim bet aven mikedem nebet el, vayomer alehem nemor, alu viragelu et ha'aretz, vayalu ha'anashim viragelu et ha'ai. Yehoshua sent people from Yericho, these are spies, towards Ai, that's near Bet Aven, east of Bet El, and he told them, saying, go, spy out the land, and they went, the people went, and they spied out Ai. Yehoshua obviously has no idea of this grave sin that Bnei Israel took from the banned property. And we'll see the repercussions in the upcoming Pesukim. Vayashuvu el Yehoshua vayomeru elav. Aliya al kol ha'am. Ke'alpaim ish o kishloshet alafim ish ya'alu v'yaku et ha'ai. Al tiyaga' shamma et kol ha'am ki me'at hema. And they returned to Yehoshua and they told him, the entire nation doesn't have to go up. We need about 2,000, 3,000 people to go up and to fight Ai, the Ai. Don't burden yourself to bring up the entire nation, because there are only a few. Ai is a place near Beit El. Some thought this to be Dir Dibuan. Hagi ben Arzi, who I will use for most locations of Yehoshua, unless otherwise noted, understands this to be Chir Beit Marjame, which is near Ensamia in the Ezor of Kochav HaShachar, if anyone knows modern-day Israel. That's where Yehoshua is going to battle now, his second battle after Yericho. And now, Vaya'alu min ha'am shama kishloshet alafim ish, vayanusu lifnei anshei ha'ai. About 3,000 people went up there, and they ran from the people of Ai. Yehoshua chose the larger amount. He chose the 3,000 people. And even so, they ran from their enemy. ויקום מהם אנשי האי כשלושים ושישה איש, וירדפום לפני השער עד השברים, ויקום במורד, וימס לבב העם, וידמיים. אנשי האי, the people of the Ai, killed 36 men, and they chased them from in front of the gates of the city until the Shevarim. They killed them along the descent. The people's hearts melted and turned to water. Peshat the pasuk, kishloshim veshisha ish. The kaf over here is kaf ha-shi'ur, as Radak says. They literally killed 36 people. There are midrashim that support that exact number as well. Another midrash explains that Bnei Yisrael's leader, Ya'ir ben Menashe, died, who was the value of 36 people. It's symbolic, his importance is of 36 people, which is the majority of the Sanhedrin. When we said that the people of the Ai chased Bnei Israel ad ha-shevarim, until the Shevarim. Shevarim could either be a place, it's either called so, since the people, it's the place where Bnei Israel broke down, Shevarim literally where they broke down, or, knowing Israel's topography now, we could say it's the mountainous region east of Ai, where the mountains are broken up in graded cliffs or plateaus on the descent of these mountains towards the Jordan. That's the Morad, where the people of the Ai killed Bnei Israel. After this event, the people, Bnei Israel, are very scared. It seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed his Hashgaha from them for the first time. Or at least the first time that we're seeing to this generation in Eretz Israel. Vayikra Yehoshua Simlotav, Vayipol Al Panav Arsa Lifne Aron Adonai Ad Ha'erev. Hu v'ziknei Israel v'ya'alu afar al rosham. Yehoshua ripped his clothes and he fell on his face on the ground in front of Aron Hashem until the evening. Him and all the elders of Israel, and they placed dirt on their heads. All this is an act of mourning. In these next pesukim, we will see Yehoshua pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer Yehoshua, aha, Adonai Elohim, lama he'avarta ha'avir et ha'am hazeh et ha'yarden, latet otanu biyad ha'emuri le'avidenu, v'luhu anu v'neshev be'avir ha'yarden. Yehoshua said, aha, Hashem God, why did you help this nation cross the Yarden to give us over into the Emori's hands to be destroyed? If only we would have stayed on the other side of the Jordan. In the hands of the Emori to be destroyed is a reference to Ai. Ai was part of the Emori nation. Bi Adonai, ma omar achare asher hafach Yisrael oref lifnei oyevav. Please Hashem, what can I say after Israel turned their backs on their enemies? Oref is literally the back of the neck. This over here is the total opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Israel in Shemot, Perek Kaf Gimel, Pasuk Kaf Zayin, where the Pasuk says, V'natati et kol oyevecha elecha oref. And I shall make all the enemies turn their backs on you, Israel. וישמעו הכנעני וכל יושבי הארץ ונסבו עלינו ויחריטו את שמנו מן הארץ ומה תעשה לשמך הגדול. And the Canaanite nation will hear, and all of the inhabitants of the land, they will surround us and wipe out our name from the land. What will you do for the sake of your great name? It's going to be a Chilul Hashem if the nations say that the God of Israel is weak. Vayomer Adonai Yehoshua, kum lach, lama ze ata nofel al panecha? Hashem told Yehoshua, get up! Why is it that you're falling on your face? Hashem saying, it's not me. It's not a matter of prayer. Hata Yisrael, v'gam aviru et b'riti asher siviti otam, v'gam lakichu min acherem, v'gam ganevu, v'gam kichashu, v'gam samu b'chlehem. Israel sinned, and they violated my berit that I commanded them. And they also took from the booty, and they also stole, and they also lied, and they also hid it away in their vessels. Again, we see all of Israel is blamed for the sin of one person. We see a repetition of Vegam, 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 five times, showing the severity of the sin. When we said Vegam ki hashu, they lied, they also lied, this we didn't see. We know Achan took from it, we don't see he lied anywhere. It could be either someone caught Achan earlier and he lied his way out on, or it's based on the fact that Achan will in the future lie, as he doesn't admit until Yehoshua actually calls him out on the sin. Velo yuchelu bnei Yisrael lakum lifnei oyevehem, oref yifnu lifnei oyevehem, ki hayu dacherem, lo osif lihyot imachem, im lo tashmidu acherem mikirbechem. and Bnei Israel will not be able to stand in front of their enemies. They'll turn their backs on their enemies because they have become Chayrim. I will no longer be with them if you don't destroy this Chayrim, this banned property, from amongst you. When we say Ki Hayu LeChayrim, just as Hashem said in last Perek, if you take from the Chayrim, you will become Chayrim. Kum kadesh et ha'am, ve'amarta hitkadeshu d'mahar, ki cho amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael, chayrem bekirbecha Yisrael, lo tuchal lakum nifnei oyevecha ad asirechem ha'chayrem mekirbechem. Get up and prepare the nation, and tell them, be ready, be prepared for tomorrow, because Hashem, God of Israel, said, there is banned property amongst you, Israel. You will no longer be able to stand in front of your enemies until you remove this Chayrim from amongst you. Over here, Kadeshu means get ready and prepare yourselves. It could also mean a physical purification, as we are about to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention. V'nikravtem baboker l'shiftechem, v'haya ha-shevet asher yikedenu Adonai yikra l'mishpachot. והמשפחה אשר יקדן אדוני תקרב לבתים, והבית אשר יקדנו אדוני יקרב לגברים. And you shall approach in the morning according to your tribes, and the tribe that Hashem catches shall approach based on his mishpacha, his family, and his family, the family that is caught, that Hashem catches, shall approach by household, and the household that Hashem catches shall approach by men, one by one. Yilkedenu Hashem, Radak brings two pirushim, right? They are caught by Hashem. It's either as they passed in front of the Urim v'Tumim, they got stuck in their place and couldn't move, or the second pirush is the stone of the Shevet lit up on the Urim v'Tumim, and the rest of the process they did through a lottery. And it shall be, the one that is caught by this Chayrim shall be burnt by fire, him and everything he owns, because he transgressed, he violated the Brit Hashem, and he committed an abomination in Israel. Vayashkem Yehoshua baboker, vayakrev et Yisrael lishvatav, vayilachet shevet Yehuda. And Yehoshua woke up in the morning, and he had Israel approached by their tribes, and Shevet Yehuda was caught. Vayakrev et mishpachat Yehuda, vayilkod et mishpachat Hazarhi. Vayakrev et mishpachat Hazarhi, legevarim, vayilached Zavdi. And he had the family of Yehuda, over here means the tribe of Yehuda, approach, and the family of Zarhi was caught. And he had the family of Zarhi approach, one by one, and like Gevarim, and the man representing his immediate family, Zavdi, was caught. Vayakrevet beto la Gevarim, vayilached Achan ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach lematte Yehuda. And he had his household approach, man by man, and Achan, the son of Karmi, the son of Zavdi, the son of Zerach, to the tribe of Yehuda, was caught. Even as the process continued, Achan would not admit to his sin. He was stubborn, and he had to be singled out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself through this entire process. Vayomer Yehoshua el Achan, Beni, simna chavod l'Adonai Elohei Yisrael, v'ten lo todah,
and Yehoshua told Achan, my son, please give honor to Hashem, the God of Israel, and confess to him. And please tell me what you did. Don't hold back anything from me. It's not enough that the Aaron or Hashem called Achan out. Yehoshua wants him to admit on his own as well. Radak brings two other reasons why Yehoshua made him
admit. It could either be as a kapara, atonement, or it could be so B'nai Yisrael know 100% that the Aaron got the right person. Vaya'ana achanet Yehoshua vayomar, Omna anochi hatati ladunai Elohei Yisrael, vechazot vechazot asiti. And Achan answered Yehoshua and said, indeed, I sinned to Hashem, the God of Israel, and this is what I did. Achan over here says, Anochi hatati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said earlier, Hata Yisrael, and over here Achan is saying, Anochi hatati, it was me. I sinned, and we could also read into this, I am the only one that sinned, and Yisrael is not all to blame. Va'ere v'shalal adiret shinar ahat tova, u'matayim shekalim kesef, ulshon zahav echad hamishim shekalim mishkalo, va'echmedem va'ikahem, ve'hinam temunim ba'aretz betoch ha'aholi ve'akesef tahteha. And I saw in the spoils one fine shinar cloak, 200 silver shekalim, one strand of gold weighing 50 shekalim, like a tongue of gold. I desired them and took them, and they are hidden in the earth inside my tent, and the silver is beneath it. Beneath it, meaning beneath the Aderet Shinar. The Aderet Shinar, Shinar is a place referred to as it's Bavel, modern-day Iraq. Achan took items that he probably never saw before, coming from the desert. And that's why he really desired them. It's his first time in this new land, and he's seeing these exotic metals and garments, and he wanted them and took them. Vayishlach Yehoshua malachim vayarutzu ha'ohela v'hine temuna be'aholo v'hakesef tachtea. Yehoshua sent messengers, and they ran to his tent. And behold, it was hidden in his tent, and the silver was under it. Vayikachum mitoch ha'ohel vayvi'um el Yehoshua ve'el kol b'nei Yisrael. And they took them, meaning the messengers took these items from inside the tent, and they brought them to Yehoshua and all of Bnei Israel, and they displayed them in front of God. All of Bnei Israel saw the exact items that were taken. ויקח יהושע את אחן בן זרח ואת הכסף ואת האדרת ואת לשון הזהב ואת בניו ואת בנותיו ואת שורו ואת חמורו ואת צונו ואת אהולו ואת כל אשר לו וכל ישראל עמו ויעלו אותם מעמק החור. And יהושע took אחן, the son of Zerach, and the silver and the cloak and the gold bar and his children, his sons and his daughters, and his ox, and his donkey, and his sheep, and his tent, and everything that he owned. And all of Israel was with him, meaning with Yehoshua while this was happening. Vayalu otam, and they brought him up to the valley of Achor. Bnei Yisrael brought him up from the Gilgal, which where their camp was right now, to Emek Achor, which we'll see later on in Perek Tetvav, is the border between Yehuda and Binyamin. ויאמר יהושע, מה אחרתנו, יעקורך אדוני ביום הזה, וירגמו אותו כל ישראל אבן, וישרפו אותם באש, ויסקלו אותם באבנים. And יהושע said, why have you caused this trouble? Hashem will cause you trouble today. Meaning that Hashem is going to destroy him. וירגמו אותו כל ישראל אבן, and all of Israel pelted him with stones. They burnt them in the fire, and they stoned them with stones. His entire family was killed, his animals, and all his property. A lot of us would ask, why all these people and even animals getting punished for his sin? And some Mefarshim say that the children were in on it, and didn't speak up, and all his possessions were burnt like an Inidahat, an idolatrous city, where we're obligated to burn everything in it. That she explains, though, unlike what we said, that his children were not killed and were only brought to the scene to learn a lesson. ויקימו עליו גל אבנים גדול עד היום הזה, וישוב אדוני מחרון אפו, על כן קרא שם המקום ההוא עמק אחור עד היום הזה. And they piled on top of him, meaning Bnei Israel piled on top of him a large heap of stones until this day, meaning it's there until this day. Then Hashem's anger subsided. Therefore, meaning because of this whole incident, he called the name of the place Emek Achor, the Valley of Achor, until this day. We opened up the perek with Vayihar Af Adonai B'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Israel. And finally, at the end of this whole selective process, we end off with Hashem Kibachol calming down, Vayashov Adonai Meharon Apo. Next perek, we will see another try at conquering Ai.